Ryan Wheeler on Sports Radio 95.5 The Game, 95.5thegame.com. Jay Allen here as well. Kenny Vance with the day off. He'll be back with us tomorrow. And coming up in the 2 o'clock hour, exclusive Blazer conversation. So if you haven't had a chance to speak your piece on the edict from Paul Allen to Kevin Pritchard to go for it and what exactly that means, we'll talk about it in the 2 o'clock hour. Nothing but your phone calls, text messages, and emails. But right now, we want to introduce you to somebody that you probably have heard from before and somebody who I'm sure you haven't heard from to this point in time. Lynn Lashbrook is with us, and Lynn, of course, runs the company that I'm sure you've heard me talk about on this air, maybe other places as well, Sports Management Worldwide, a company that gives folks the opportunity to realize their sports dreams in more ways than one. And then we have John Ross, who's the assistant director of video. He's assistant video coordinator, I guess, would be the official title. I joke with him that I thought there was a vice president in front of there somewhere, and there will be someday. But he helps the Blazers out in that respect. And so these two fellows are here, and an opportunity for us to talk with them about not only what Sports Management Worldwide does on a day-to-day basis, but how John got involved with the company and how that allowed him to have the position that he presently has now with the Blazers. So, Lynn, first of all, welcome, and tell us about your vision way back when for Sports Management Worldwide, how it allows people to get involved with working on a day-to-day basis in a sports environment, and how, in more ways than one, people can have that dream of theirs come true.
Well, first of all, thanks for having us on. And basically, back at the Jerry Maguire movie, I envisioned the idea as a sports agent to train people to be sports agents. As we grew that, we decided that college curriculums may not offer courses such as basketball GM and scouting or digital video editing or sports broadcasting. And we just started adding courses online with live interactive audio chats. And Brian, we've had 100 different countries represented in our classroom. We've had thousands of students take our courses. Some take it for college credit. But it's exciting. And the story of our outcomes and the reason we're growing is we're getting nice referrals from our former students that are actually accessing the industry and launching their career.
So whether it's the chance to be a scout, an agent, a general manager, a broadcaster, I'm probably missing something else along the way. But you give these young people, maybe sometimes older people that want to change the course of their careers, the opportunity via the convenience right. of going online to take a course that gives them the credentials and right. the experience to take it to a team. And in some cases, you provide them with those referrals to the opportunities and the openings for the various teams to be able to get these jobs that they're looking for.
Right. And we have like smwwagency.com where our graduates go. We have seven NFL players on our client list, and we're growing in all sports, including cricket and rugby, and then sport business management. If you want to really break into the professional sports, if you can be an account executive and sell tickets and be part of that that program, that's an exciting one because we really work hard on placement for those that take those courses. It's exciting what we have going, and we're going to grow.
So speaking of those who take those courses, John decided that he was going to take your course. So, John, talk to us about what attracted you to what Sports Management Worldwide was offering, what you were hoping to get from it, and how you took that experience and parlayed it into a position now with the Blazers.
All right. Thanks, Wheels. I appreciate being on the show. Big fan.
But, thanks, John.
Oh, you bet. Anyway, I'm a kind of kid, grew up, loved basketball from Indiana, so Hoosiers land, you know. So anyway, love basketball, love the NBA, always had a dream to work in the NBA, and you know, went to college, graduated from school, working a regular 8-to-5 job, kind of stuck in that rut, and you know, kind of asking myself, what am I doing, what do I really want to do with my life, and I was like, I want to work in the NBA. So I just got on Google, clicked you know, basketball, scouting, jobs, NBA, and one of the first things that popped up was Sports Management Worldwide. So I clicked on the website, did some research on him, got some referrals. It looked good, so signed up for the basketball GM and scouting course. And through that, that's where things really started to take off for me. I got to meet some people who were already in the business, Frank Burleson, Ed Gregory. They even helped me get connected at my school. I worked at Liberty University, and Coach Richie McKay, I started working with him. And then through that, one of their former students had gotten a job with the Boston Celtics as the video coordinator there. And he called me for an interview, so I got to go to Boston, and that's kind of when I figured out this is what I really want to do with the video. That's where a lot of guys get started. Eric Spoelstra, coach of the Heat, Mike Brown, coach of the Cavs, they got started in that. And so through that, anyway, I ended up landing with the Portland Trailblazers with Tim Grass and Caleb Canales. So that's how I got started, and so, yeah, definitely appreciate Sport Management Worldwide and how they helped me get there.
So assistant video coordinator now, but scouting is something you'd like to do long-term, and you got a chance, the Blazers took you out on some scouting assignments this year.
Yes, they did. I've been able to have the opportunity to work with Chad Buchanan and Mike Bourne, which is our directors of college and NBA scouting, so they've been really good to me. My dreams are to get into scouting and management, so I've only been there 2 years, and they've already allowed me to go on some scouting trips and do some work on finding out about players and talking to college coaches, so a lot of opportunities there.
Do you think you'd be as far along in terms of realizing your ultimate dreams, would you be as far along today as you are were it not for being able to take the course at Sports Management Worldwide?
Definitely not. I'm not sure really how I would have even got my foot in the door if it hadn't have been for that. I think eventually I would have made it because I was determined to, but that really helped leapfrog the opportunities to get there.
So, Lynn, I would imagine, you know, this is not the only success story that you have, but, you know, a great guy like John to be able to see, you know, it must be rewarding for you to know that there's so many people out there that have great dreams and just maybe don't know how to go about realizing them, and that's kind of the main thing that you offer with the company, to be able to give them some direction, give them some opportunities to get chances to move forward in their careers in maybe ways that they wouldn't have, or at least maybe not as quickly as they would have otherwise.
You know, I always tell people two goals in life is raise a family and get paid for your passion, just like you're getting paid for your passion. Brian, I know your story to get where you are today. I think what Sportsman Worldwide provides, yes, you can in midstream, you can go online and learn and get connected and get credentialed. And it's a big business. It's about a $750 billion industry worldwide. And even during the economy, the recession, you know, baseball was insulated a little bit during the Depression. We're finding the same thing. There's still a huge fabric in our society for sports, and there's opportunity to grow it on the business side. And so we're getting people from all walks of life, and diversity is a key for us, the opportunity to grow and learn online. And with our live interactive audio chats, connecting them with experts in the field really changes the paradigm of what we've known as higher education before.
So tell everybody if they're listening, if they're interested in maybe following in the footsteps of somebody like John that have a sports dream. And did I mention everything? I said scouting. I said being a GM. I said being a broadcaster. Did I leave out anything?
Well, we got sports PR and journalism.
Okay.
We got cricket. We got rugby. We've got mascot management. We got game ops. We've got unique software and all those courses. And anybody can go to our website at smww.com, or they can call us locally here, 503-445-7105. We're always there. We got a great staff. We got a great group of interns. And it's a fun place, and we appreciate our relationship with you.
And that's what people also should know, that it's a Portland-based company. So if you're local, you'll have the opportunity to be serviced by people that are local, too. Also, we know that a lot of people decide to go down to Las Vegas for the NBA Summer League and to see the Blazers play. And you guys are going to be down there, too, with a wide variety of NBA-type folks that they can meet.
Well, from Kevin Pritchard, which everybody knows, to Mark Workentine, the executive NBA Executive of the Year, and old-timers like Scotty Sterling, Ed Gregory, and Frank, it's just going to be exciting. It's a great gathering, and we have a lot of fun, and plus you get to see some basketball.
Absolutely. So smww.com, sportsmanagementworldwide.com, the place to go, and maybe you can be as lucky as John Ross is and follow in the footsteps of guys like him and be a scout, be a GM, be a broadcaster. Just if you've got some big dreams about a career in sports, I know of no better place to get the quickest avenue to realizing those than to go to smww.com. Lynn, thank you for stopping in, and John, as always, great pleasure seeing you. I know that you were busy today with another day of draft workouts, another day coming up tomorrow, so it's a busy time for you, but appreciate you guys taking the time to come on in, and hope everybody takes the opportunity to go to that website and learn some valuable information about realizing their dream of getting involved in sports.
Thanks, Wheels. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Appreciate it, Wheels.
All right, guys. Thank you. Lynn Lashbrook from Sports Management Worldwide, John Ross from your Portland Trailblazers, And again, smww.com if you'd like some more information. When we come back, today's greatest cuts in sports and celebrity birthdays. John sitting in for Kenny today. We'll see if maybe that gets Kenny off to a better start to the week. We'll get to that as we resume Wheels After Work, Wheels at Work, on Sports Radio 95.5, The Game.